Here we are inside the Minnesota Vikings locker room. Joining me, offensive tackle Phil Loadholt. Phil, thank you for bringing me into your... This is your own private area here at team headquarters.
Yeah, this is it right here. This is the locker room where we get dressed and hang out before practices.
What's the mood like in here during the week? Obviously, you guys get to spend a lot of time together. How do you pass your free time when you're not practicing?
Well, I mean, I think it goes by, you know, on a Monday we come in and, you know, good victory.
That's how you get it done! Vikings on three! 1, 2, 3!
The locker room is pretty live and everything like that. And then Wednesdays and Thursdays, we come in and we know we got practices ahead of us. So guys are focused and ready for the week and getting ready for the game and focusing and getting ready to, you know, get it going on Sunday again.
A few hours before a game, are there certain things you like to do that you tick off before you...
Yeah, well, I'm going to check out our tips and reminder sheets we get from our coaches and things like that, just making sure I'm on the same page with Sullivan and Charlie Johnson and the rest of the guys on the offensive line. That's the main thing with us, is about unity as the offensive line. So we're all sitting together and we're going over things that we have to get done in order for us to be successful that day.
Are you a quiet type or...
I'm quiet. I put my headphones on and kind of be to myself a little bit. The majority of the offensive line is like that. Then, you know, you got the rowdy guys, the DNs and the linebackers and stuff like that.
Let's dominate. Trenches on three. 1, 2, 3, trenches.
Yes, sir.
They're a little different than us, but, you know, for the offensive line, we're mostly quiet and calm, collected together, you know what I'm saying, and just making sure we're on the same page.
Looking back at 2012, good season for you guys, back to the playoffs. Is it one of those where you end with mixed emotions because with that loss to Green Bay, there's disappointment, but then do you suddenly look back and think, well, actually, we had a good year?
A couple of our veterans, guys like Antoine and Jared, they just let us know we have a chance to do something special here, and the young guys bought into it, and we were able to rip off four right there at the end.
Ponder takes the snap, play action, back to pass, fires, caught, touchdown!
Victory! Yes! I knew it! I told you it was real!
Didn't finish the way we wanted to, but, you know, like I said, we went on that run, and a lot of people didn't think we could. We all had the confidence in our room, so, you know, it's just something we can build on going on to this next season.
What's it like blocking for Adrian Peterson? And do you ever watch him disappear off down in the distance and become a fan?
I've always been a fan of him. He's the best back in the league. He can take something that's 2 yards and turn it into 20.
Burst through the line of scrimmage at the 40. Bounces off a Packer at the 50. Inside the 30, 20. Pushed out of bounds at the 10. Adrian Peterson is dominating football Americana.
It's a lot of fun blocking for him. He works hard, he runs hard, and it's just amazing sometimes the things he can do.
You mentioned continuity with the offensive line, and Vikings fans will be pleased to see you've come back this season, you've re-signed with the team. That's the business side of the NFL that we don't always see. Are you glad to be back here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I let it be known a while back that this is where I wanted to be at, building with the guys like Sullivan and Fusco and all of them, you know, Charlie Johnson, Matt Khalil. We got a good core group of guys right there, and I think we're going to continue to get better as it goes on, so... Be back here in Minnesota, I couldn't be happier.
We're looking at players, NFL heroes. Who were your heroes when you were growing up?
My favorite player was Reggie White growing up. He was a Packer, but he was my favorite player. And I just love the way he played the game. He's strong. He's throwing 320-pound guys around like they were nothing. It's just, my dad used to always talk about it. And I mean, that was my favorite guy growing up.
I love the way you say he was a Packer there. Like, yeah. Is that Vikings-Packers rivalry? Yeah. That's real, then.
Yeah, no, that's definitely real. But... Everyone, I think, can respect Reggie White and the thing he did and could understand why he would be someone's favorite player growing up, definitely.
And here goes Bledsoe back. Here they come. Reggie. They got him again. Back in the 20. Hello, Reggie.
Three sacks for Reggie.
And how do you feel about playing in the UK this year, playing against Pittsburgh Steelers?
I'm excited about it. I've never been over that way. I looked at the games from a couple of years back that's been there, and the stadium is full and the people are into it. I talked to some guys who went, they said it was fun, so I'm just looking forward to the experience.
And we're looking forward to watching you, so thank you very much. There he is, Vikings offensive tackle, Phil Loadholt.